Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's always a close game between the Minnesota Twins and the LA Angels. We saw that firsthand last week here at Target Field. And it doesn't change, even with the scenery. Welcome to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Minnesota Twins win tonight over the LA Angels. We have their number right now, and it's 651-989-9226. That's the number to call us. We have the Angels' number, and we just figure out ways to go ahead and get the wins against the LA Angels. And tonight, the hero of the evening, Miguel Sano. I don't know what the nickname it is for Miguel Sano. I've seen people are having some fun in regards to, you know, some of the nicknames. Was it Miggy Smalls and some other things that are out there? I think I saw that from Brandon Warren on Twitter. But the bottom line is he was the hero tonight in the eighth inning after a well-pitched game from Jake Odorizzi. He goes five innings, only gives up three hits, gave up no runs, but he only pitched five. He did not go deep into the ball game. His pitch count got up there in the fourth and fifth innings, 90 pitches on the evening. So he had to exit. Then you bring in Harper for an inning and a third, and he pitched relatively well for the most part. But then, unfortunately, between Harper and Rogers, they ended up giving up a run. And then at that point, it was on Miguel Sano to put them into a position to get the lead, and he made sure that there was no doubt, okay? He's up at the plate with a runner on, Eddie Rosario, and what ends up happening? Well, he gets ahead in the count. It's 2-0, and I know that Gladden and Corey Provost, they said, well, this is about as good of a pitch you're probably going to get in the at-bat, and he absolutely crushed it to center. 651-989-9226. If you'd like to weigh in on what you saw tonight from your Minnesota Twins, but they get win number 31 on the season, defeating the LA Angels. All right, we'll start off the festivities and I guess the celebration tonight with Jerry in Roseville. What's up, Jerry?
Woo-hoo!
Jerry, you're still woke, man.
No, I'm...
You're celebrating.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You sound a little surprised, Jerry. Are you surprised by the way they won tonight?
Oh, just a little bit about, it's something, should I call you Lake or Henry?
Whatever you want to call me. You can call me,
all right.
You can call me Lake Show. You can call me H Lake. You can call me Henry Lake. You can call me just Lake.
I'd like Henry. This is third of the way through the season. So you have to kind of just...
You got to believe.
...caution a little bit. Oh, no, I believe.
Okay.
I'm very happy. It's great. It's
You're tired, Jerry.
I'm sorry. it's fun to watch all the ball players, and it's a good setup, and just real quick,
Yeah, it was a fun game to watch, and thanks to the phone call from Jerry and Rosa. Jerry is typically up late, but he's up a little bit later tonight. He was at a loss for words tonight. He really was. We never have had Jerry be at a loss for words. He was at a loss for words tonight. Look, I'll say this, DJ. I thought that the best thing about tonight's ball game was, well, there's two reasons why I love tonight's ball game. Number one, we have gotten so used to this team putting so many runs on the board that I know that the games get out of hand and they're not close. And look, if they want to continue to win like that, I'm fine with that, right? Where we're feeling really comfortable about the leads that we have in the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning, right? Where it's not even close. But we know that every game is not going to be like that. They show the versatility in that they know that when they don't have those nights where the bats are you know, they're bashing home runs or they're knocking a lot of extra base hits, when the bats are silent, you expect your pitching staff to be able to step up, and they did that tonight, only giving up one run. That's what you want to see out of your team, some versatility. You can't just win just one way, and it's just about hitting home runs or about playing small ball, that you can be able to win games various different ways, and tonight it was all about the pitching staff. Let's take a phone call from Dwayne in Bloomington. What's up, Dwayne?
Morning, Mr. Lake.
How you doing, man?
It's first things, you know, you were talking about Miguel's nickname.
Yeah.
I happen to know the nickname he prefers.
Okay, what is it? I want to know. I'm inquisitive. I want to know.
You know, the Twins, maybe a couple years ago, they had a where all the players put their nicknames on the back of their jerseys, and then they sold the jerseys.
Yep, they've been doing that for last couple years. Yep.
Okay, let me apologize to anybody who speaks Spanish out there, because my Spanish pronunciation is really bad, considering how many Hispanic friends I have. But the best I can pronounce it is Boquetón.
Okay.
And it's spelled Boketon, and they really emphasize the last three letters. So a lot of his Dominican friends will just call him Tone.
Okay.
But it's Boquetón.
Okay.
So that's his nickname that
all right.
he likes.
All right. Well, I appreciate that knowledge, dropping that knowledge.
And now you mind if I mockingly echo some of the callers you've had in the last couple of weeks?
No. Don't mock. But we love the callers. We love every. Are you mocking yourself?
I don't mock anybody more than I mock myself.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
One fat joke after another.
Hey, but honestly, what did you think of the game tonight, though?
Well, as all I know is I hope that Miguel coming back doesn't mess up our team chemistry.
I'll tell you this right now, and I know you said that with so much sarcasm, and I'm totally with you, because I never once understood how people could come to the mindset and the thought that bringing back a talented guy is going to ruin our situation. I just never understood that. I mean, there was a guy that even called the show and said that, well, he's not the biggest fan of Miguel Sano because he wears too many chains. What does that have to do with what that guy's doing in terms of his production on the field? I don't get it.
That could be the green-eyed monster rearing its ugly head there. But, you know, you say you don't understand it. You were in KC when they won the World Series, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, of course you don't understand it, dude. We're just waiting for the what's the saying, for the other hammer to fall.
Oh, the other shoe to drop. Yeah, yeah.
The other shoe to drop. Thank you. Listen, I'm love watching them this year, and they seem to balance, and their starting pitchers seem deep. If there's any concern to me right now, and this is just my opinion. I'm not an expert, but it seems to me like, if you want to advance during the playoffs in Major League Baseball, maybe the most important single player is your ace pitcher, and our boys had a couple of rough outings the last two times out.
You're talking about in terms of, well, I thought Jake was fine tonight.
Oh no, not Jake.
Jose. You're talking about Jose. I got you.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, he's clearly our ace.
Yep, and I'm with you on that.
He's. It's been rough the last couple of times. I mean, last time he had a 10-run lead.
Well, I don't want to say that it's been rough. He hasn't been himself. I mean, rough is all relative to who the pitcher is. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I'm just
You're going to need more out of Jose Barrios than what couple of, yes, than what you've seen out of him the last couple of starts. I give you that. I'm with you 100%.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Dwayne in Bloomington. There's no question that you're going to need Barrios to be the guy that he was the first four or five starts as opposed to the guy that he's been the last two or three. Okay, but do I think that, look, it's a long season, and you know that you're not going to be bringing your A game every single time that you go out there. We saw the first month of the season, right? What was Chris Sale doing? Chris Sale was terrible. He was terrible the first month of the season. Now he's starting to, you know, get himself together for the Boston Red Sox, and they're starting to win a lot more baseball games. But the reality is, you look at this team right now, and you start trying to figure out, well, what possibly do you need to add into the mix between now and the postseason? If we're talking about a postseason run, you're probably going to need another arm, whether it's in the starting rotation or in the bullpen most likely. But from putting somebody into the lineup idea in terms of a bat, you're good with the bats. You just brought in Miguel Sano, and Miguel Sano he's already got a couple of home runs within the span of a week. All right, 651-989-9226. That's the phone number here for Final Pitch. We're talking Twins baseball. We're talking about another win tonight. We'll take your phone calls and get back to the game. We'll do that next year on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, back here on News Talk, K30 WCCO. It's Final Pitch. Twins win 3-1 over the LA Angels. I don't want to say that we own the Angels. We kind of do, though. We're having fun with them right now. We're taking your phone calls at 651-989-9226. And we enjoy when you guys call. I know it's late. It's 1:34. We got, 20 more minutes of this show? But we enjoy when you call. Because we're all Twins fans. Well, I hope that you're all Twins fans that are out there. We love having conversations with you guys. Doesn't matter what time of day or night, right? You're part of the family. You know, we talk about the good neighbor, right? That's what WCCO is. You're part of the family. That's why we love hearing from Jerry in Roseville. We love hearing from Dwayne in Bloomington. And everybody out there. Heck, if it was an earlier game, I would expect to hear from Cheryl. Because Jake Odorizzi went out there tonight. He didn't give up a run. Now, I know that Cheryl's probably asleep right now. Okay? It's really, really late. But the bottom line is, he went out there. I thought he did well. Pitch count got up there in the fourth and fifth inning. All right, so that was something that wasn't typical. I was a little bit surprised, though, that he didn't go at least another inning. When it comes to manager Rocco Baldelli, he doesn't, when he feels like, hey, I'm not feeling this, it's time for me to go get my guy, he goes in. He does not mess around, right? Typically, when he feels like it's time, he goes and gets the pitcher. You know, there's some managers that will give their pitchers a little bit more leeway and trust them a little bit more. That's not Rocco. Rocco was like, no, I'm going to go get you. He was about to do that with Jake. Remember in New York, he was pitching a no-hitter. And Rocco was like, there's something I don't like here because I got to get this guy in at bat. So he has a quick hook.
Now, you took a stand that night when Odorizzi almost got pulled when he had a no-hitter going. He didn't get pulled two outs into that following inning. But you took a stand and said that Rocco should not have done that. Now, Rocco seems to have lengthened the leash just a little bit since then.
He totally has, yes.
But tonight, again, five innings. Odo had only given up three hits despite, you know, he had 90 pitches, which is a high pitch count for just five innings. But what did you think about that move tonight, pulling him after five innings?
When it comes to Rocco Baldelli, first and foremost, let's go back to the New York situation. I was not in favor of pulling Jake Odorizzi when he's pitching a no-hitter. I wasn't in favor of that. It was way too early in the game. Right? That was my rationale for that. Now, in regards to just overall having a quick hook, when it comes to your veteran pitchers, I want there to be games where you are ride or die with that guy, right? Because you know you're going to need guys to eat up some innings if you're talking about being a postseason team, all right? You can't just piece it together a lot. You know why you can't always piece it together? Because your bullpen ain't good enough. Or I'm not sure that your bullpen's good enough. Let me phrase it that way. I'm not sure yet. I still got questions. But when it comes to the quick hook with Rocco, and Rocco just looking and saying, hey, it's time for me to go get my guy, I'm not going to be mad at that. You know why? Rocco is a first-time manager, and you have to have a feel for the game. And to me, if he believes in his feel for the game, you have to go with your gut. You have to. Go with your gut. When it's time to go out there and get the guy, go get the guy. That's just how it is. You have to go with your gut. Now, do I think that there are going to be times where Rocco's going to roll the dice with the guy? Absolutely. I think he's actually shown that here more recently, DJ. And I'll give you a perfect example. I think that he's shown the ability to roll the dice twice with one particular pitcher here in the last couple of weeks. You know who that pitcher is? Michael Pineda. I think that he's kind of let the leash go a little bit longer with Pineda here lately because they're trying to stretch him out, his arm, and he's coming back from Tommy John and all that stuff. I think that they're trying to see what they have in the guy. And I think that he's let the leash go a little bit longer in regards to him. So, but you got to go with your gut. You got to go with your feel. And I have had no issues with what's been going on in terms of Rocco and what the players are giving him. And in terms of him going out there and saying, you know what, it's hand me the ball. We're going to the pen, and we're going to try to close this thing out for you. 651-989-9226. Tonight was not a night in which there were a ton of guys in the lineup that were just cranking out hits. I know that this team is known for hitting home runs. Well, the home run tonight was off of the bat of Miguel Sano. But outside of that, you just were not scoring many runs. But I do want to give props and a shout-out to Luis Arraez, because he was 3-for-4 tonight. And the thing that I like about him, okay, at second base, is he just knows how to hit. Like, he knows how to get on base. That you have to love a guy that has the knack for being able to get on base. You have to love that, because those are the type of guys that are going to able to scratch and claw for everything when an opportunity is given to you, and you're able to take those advantages and those opportunities and convert them into wins. Those are the type of ball players that late in ball games, when you're down a run, they're able to scrap and get on base with two outs, and then all of a sudden, you start up a rally. That's what you have to love about a player like that. And he's doing well at the plate right now. I know the sample size is extremely short and small, but my goodness, he was effective going 3-for-4 tonight from the plate. I love that.
Yeah, and I think from a fan's perspective, Arraez is unknown because, look, he's played two games, and they're both on the West Coast, and they're after a lot of people are in bed. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of reception he gets on Friday or later in the weekend when he makes his Target Field debut.
All right, there's one issue that I do want to mention in regards to Miguel Sano, okay, that I got to see improvement here, okay? Look, I'm not expecting Miguel Sano to come back to the lineup and to the team and all of a sudden just be batting 325 or 350. I'm not expecting that. Nor am I expecting the 190 that I see right now. Okay? That's just too low of a batting average. He's too good of a hitter to be hitting 190. Okay? We know he's better than that. But the thing that I have to look at Miguel Sano and say, come on, man. You got to give me more. One thing. Miguel Sano has to not strike out as much. Like, it's just, I don't care what anybody says about Miguel Sano. And yes, I have faith in him. But he's striking out way too much. He struck out once tonight, but it's too many strikeouts to start the year. Just too many. He's already, on the season, struck out, 10 times already in the 6 games he's been back? That's too much. That's too much. So he's got to work on that, man. That's definitely something that Miguel Sano's going to have to work on, no question. But 651-989-9226, that's the phone number. If you want to weigh in on Twins baseball tonight, they win again over the LA Angels 3-1. We'll take your phone calls. And also, we're going to get to our Good Hands Play of the Game, as well as hear from your manager, Rocco Baldelli. We'll get to all of that next. All right, final segment of Final Pitch for another Twins win. Gotta love that. 651-989-9226. 3-1. And what is it about the Angels where it's so close? Like, for the longest time, the majority of the evening, I kept saying to myself, okay, Twins are going to win 1-0. It was all one-run games last week, and I'm saying to myself, it'll be another one-run game tonight. Well, you lost by 2. So is that a blowout now? You win by 2 runs tonight? 3-1, that was the final score on the evening for your Minnesota Twins. And I don't know what it's going to take, but, man, this is unbelievable that Tommy La Stella just continues to rake against the Twins. So far on the year, what has he got, 10 hits? This guy is he's been unbelievable. He's been unbelievable. And he was the reason why the game ended up getting tied in the bottom of the 7th, because he had a single to center that scored Brian Goodwin. He's a hard guy for us to get out. He continues to rake when it comes to being a tough out for your Minnesota Twins. But the play of the game, let's get to that real quickly before we get to manager Rocco Baldelli. The All-State Good Hands Play of the Game, look, it's a standout. It's the reason why we won the game, and we're happy that this guy is back in the lineup. How do you like them apples? I mean, Miguel Sano is so good. And for anybody that questioned whether Miguel Sano should be in the lineup, should not be in the lineup, look, you got to, guys, just calm down a little bit. It's all good. Miguel Sano's taking care of business. All right? Just understand that Miguel Sano is taking care of business. We're getting it done, and this is the type of night in which, if you're a Miguel Sano fan and you want to look for reasons to be optimistic about his return, that was the reason why you're optimistic. All right, that is the Good Hands Play of the Game, brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? Rocco Baldelli, he spoke after the game. This was just Rocco just overall talking about tonight's game against the Angels. Miggy had a good swing to put you over the top. Let me ask you this, DJ, before we get back to Rocco. The Angels right now are 22-25. Do you believe that they're a better team than their record indicates?
So judging from seeing the Angels play now 4 times in the last week against the Twins, I think yes. I think in the series where the Twins won 2 out of 3, they were outplayed in a lot of statistical categories, including hits, where they had double the amount of hits almost that the Twins had in that series. So the fact that the Angels have arguably outplayed the Twins, even though they've split with them so far. The Twins have won 3 out of 4. But, mm-hmm. They've hung with us and outplayed us. I think it's hard to not say that the, Angels are a very good team. And I would expect they would turn things around here.
I just think that when you look at the Angels, see, this is the reason why I asked that question. When I think about the Angels and I think about what's going on with the Angels, because you would think that they're going to be a much better from a record perspective ball club than what they are right now. I question maybe the power that's in their lineup. Yes, they got guys that can hit home runs. I'm not questioning the power of Mike Trout or the power of Shohei Ohtani or Albert Pujols. It just seems like it's lacking outside of that, and you don't have a lot of home runs that are going up on the board right now for that organization. Yeah, they're collecting hits. They collected a bunch of hits against the Twins last week. Right now, they are sorely lacking some of the home runs that you would anticipate from a ball club like that. All right, 651-989-9226. That's the phone number if you want to weigh in. Real quick, we'll get back to phone calls here in a second, but this was Rocco talking about his starting pitcher tonight, Jake Odorizzi. Jake Odorizzi is, and I don't mean this in a negative way, he's a bulldog. He is a guy that just, he goes out there, he wants to go out there, and he gives his all, and he is he's a very prideful guy. Like, he wants perfection out there on the mound. And he's got some nasty to him, right? And then I don't care you can tell that every time he goes out there, he has on his mind, I want to go out here and go deep in a ball game. And when he doesn't give a quality start or go deep in a ball game, it pisses him off. You can tell that about him. You can absolutely tell that about him. Also, Rocco talking about Miguel Sano's home run. I love the depth with this ball club because we know that Miguel Sano is going to need a day or two off, probably here soon, because this is a guy that's trying to get his conditioning back and all that stuff, whatever. And what will you be able to do? You got guys that can play around, you know, like in terms of various different spots. Marwin can do that. Okay? Adrianza can do that. So you got guys that can move around. And then what does that mean? That means that, you know, Miggy can go and he can, you know, be a DH. Or what's going to happen when Nelson Cruz needs to get back into the lineup. You just got so many options right now. You got to love it. All right, let's go to Isanti and talk to the dude.
How's it going, Ace Lake?
I'm doing good. How are you, the dude?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. I'm on my way home from work, buddy.
On your way home from work, and you're excited about the
That's
Twins.
That's right. Yeah, man. You know, I was just going to ask, this year, I mean, obviously the team's doing better, but, like, how much of it is really the manager, you know, from, like, what Rocco's been doing, from what Molly was doing? And, like, I know we've had some pickups, but, you know, usually with the Twins, our luck in the past, they were bust. And it seems like this year, you know, they've been hitting, which is nice.
Yep.
Turn of events, you know.
I it's an interesting question. I think it's way too early to make the call on how much of it goes to Rocco, right? It's way too early to say that. But when it comes to the talent that they've put into the organization, you have to give the new guys that are around here, you got to give them all the props in the world. I mean, so those props would go to Falvey and Levine, those guys, because Krohn and Cruz and Perez and those guys are just absolutely getting it done, man.
Right, right.
So those are the guys that I would give a lot of credit to right now. We'll see how things play out over the course of the next few more months in regards to Rocco making right call here, right call there, wrong call here, wrong call there. But for right now, I'm giving the front office a lot of credit.
Right, for once we can say it.
Yep, no question about it. Yep, thanks for the phone call from the dude in Isanti. Give us a call anytime, my man, when you're leaving work. But the bottom line is another victory for your Minnesota Twins, and we're loving it. We're back in action tomorrow night. Michael Pineda, he gets a start, and we'll be here after the game on Final Pitch.